The Catholic Morning Show.
Good morning. I'm here.
On Iowa Catholic Radio.
Good morning.
With John Leonetti.
My broadcast school has really paid off.
Mark Amadeo. And Deacon Tony Valdez.
Thanks for joining me, friends. It is the Catholic Morning Show. It is Thursday, December 16th. Appreciate you being a part of it this morning. We've got a great and a full show in store for you today. Deacon Randy Keel will be on with our first and or second reading coming up right around the corner. Nick Costello is going to be on at 7:15 today. He's a part of the mission called HEAL, Home to Enhance African Life, and the president is Nick, so we're going to talk to him all about this work that he's doing to be able to bring clean water to Africa, southern Nigeria, and also just the work they're doing for the spiritual life of widows and families there that are really hurting. So we'll have Nick Costello, president of HEAL, on at 7:15 today. Jeffrey Kirby is going to be coming up, Father Jeffrey Kirby, at 7:45. Priest in the Catholic Diocese of Charleston. He comes on probably four or five times a year just because he writes that much. He's got a new book out called The Manual for Suffering. We're going to talk about that in the second half hour today. Mark Amadeo will have your news and sports. We'll have your weather. My goodness. Of course, with what everything that was happening last night, an update a little bit going forward today as well. We'll have your Saint of the Day going in to make this a great Thursday. Let's do it. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports. Well, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How are you doing out there in good old Jersey? Because we're recovering here in central and southwest Iowa.
That's what I heard. Tonight, the second evening of the mission, two-day mission here in Howell, New Jersey. But got the phone call yesterday. Kids were a little scared, of course, as you can imagine, with those tornado sirens going. But I'm hoping. I know there was some damage out there, but I think Des Moines was spared of major damage, from what I've read.
Unless you had a tree, and you probably had some branches down, maybe a little damage to some siding and windows. But you're right. The greater Des Moines area was lucky. I just saw the kind of perusing through the reports, and very few people were injured. This is a heck of a storm. I mean, we had 70, 80 mile per hour winds. Started last night about 4 or 5 o'clock in western Iowa and made its way to central Iowa. And it looks like there was one death. One truck driver was killed as his rig was pushed over, and he was killed, unfortunately. So that's what the injury and looks like right now at this time. But, yeah, there's probably a lot of damage. West of Des Moines, there's some tornadoes that touched down, and that happened throughout the night. And, of course, it all started yesterday, John, with a 74-degree record high for that for the date on December 15th. Never seen that before.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was quite the day. It started out and it became very breezy. Later in the afternoon, it wasn't too bad. I mean, they let schools out around 1, 2 o'clock. That wasn't too bad, but things rolled in here in central Iowa. I think it was 5, 6 o'clock we started noticing, especially at dark, when it got dark around 4:30, 5 o'clock, you started noticing it.
All right. Well, we'll continue moving forward here. I know that you'll have some updates for us on what's going to be happening tonight.
You bet. All right. Well, today's weather update is brought to you by Skeffington's Formal Wear, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Ankeny, and Coralville, Skeffingtons.com. Well, current conditions here in central and southwest Iowa, quite a change from yesterday. Right now, we'll see a dry, cold, and breezy conditions. It's mostly clear right now. Temperatures in the upper 20s with west winds at 15 miles per hour. So we do have the feels-like temperature in the upper teens as you wake up this morning on this Thursday, December 16th. And today, it'll be partly sunny and breezy, high around 40 degrees. We'll see west winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. They're saying we could see gusts up to 30 miles per hour at times. So it'll be about 30 degrees cooler than it was yesterday. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight lows in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, increase in clouds, a high of 40 degrees for your Friday. And on Saturday, partly cloudy. We could see some flurries in the morning, but colder. Highs in the upper 20s. And on Sunday, partly sunny. And highs in the upper 30s. Reminder, next Tuesday is the first day of winter. Today's news update is brought to you by Ashworth Vision Clinic, providing personalized eye care for every patient from infants to senior citizens. AshworthVision.com. Well, yesterday's storm spawned tornadoes in western and west central Iowa. High winds around 70 to 80 miles per hour caused power outages and tree damage. The storm moved into central Iowa, as I mentioned earlier, around 5 o'clock yesterday. Power outages affect about 5,000 customers here in the greater Des Moines area. 6,100 customers without power this morning in Council Bluffs, Fort Dodge with just over 4,400 customers without power, and Waterloo with 2,500 customers without power. Now, some schools have canceled classes today due to power outages, and one of them is right here in central Iowa. Urbandale High School has postponed classes today due to a power outage. Well, in sports last night, NBA G League basketball game between Wisconsin and the Iowa Wolves at Wells Fargo Arena was postponed due to last night's severe weather. That game will be made up tonight, so the two teams will meet at 7 o'clock tonight at Wells Fargo Arena. Tonight, men's college basketball, the Drake Bulldogs in action. They host Jackson State, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock. And that game will be televised on ESPN Plus and Mediacom from the Knapp Center here in downtown, here in Des Moines. Tonight, week 15 of the NFL season begins. The Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers, the battle of the AFC West teams, and they'll kick off at 7:20. Game will be televised on Fox and the NFL Network from Los Angeles. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar on this Thursday has high school girls and boys bowling. Dowling and Valley are going to meet up at 3:30 at Warrior Lanes in Waukee. Boys swimming tonight, 7th-ranked Dowling at number 8 Johnston. That meet gets underway at 5:30 at Summit Middle School at Johnston. And finally tonight, high school wrestling, a top 5 matchup. Number 4 Dowling at number 2 Southeast Polk. And the matches begin at 6:30 tonight at Southeast Polk High School. Reminder, we'll have high school girls and boys basketball tomorrow night from Southeast Polk. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock as Dowling on the road at Southeast Polk, and we'll have both games. Girls tip off at 6:15. The boys to follow right around 7:45. So join us for the broadcast tomorrow night, Dowling at Southeast Polk. Current conditions here in central and in southwest Iowa, mostly clear right now. Temperatures in the upper 20s with west winds at 15 miles per hour. So you're going to need a winter coat and sweatshirt this morning because it feels like temperature right now in the upper teens. Today it'll be mostly sunny and breezy. Highs around 40 degrees. It'll be dry today with west winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts maybe around 30 miles per hour. And this has been today's news, weather, and sports on your Thursday morning. And this is Mark Amadale on the Catholic Morning Show.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
All right, thanks for being a part of the show this morning. Let's go to Deacon Randy Keel right now for your first and or second reading. Good morning, Deacon.
Right?
Yes, it is. Recovery Day indeed. For the daily reading, for the Sunday readings, first and or reading, we are going to discuss which one?
First reading.
All right.
I'm going with Micah. I want to go with Micah because I've had a special affection for this name since it's been in my family for years. It's a family name in the Keel system. And the name Micah is a derivative of Michael. Michael means like unto God, and the name Micah means little one like unto God. So here we have the voice of the little one who is known as like unto God with a prophecy. And when we have prophecy, you know, there's some sects of traditions in the world that when they take a prophecy and they work to fully understand it and maybe ascribe it unto their teaching or ascribe it unto their doctrine or what they want it to mean. And that's something that we don't ever want to do with prophecy. What we want to look at is that prophecy always means something but it will never fully reveal the full mystery of God to man, because God does not reveal his full mystery to man in the knowledge of man, but through the salvation for the sake of man. And there I put a framework that I want to put around this prophecy just for a minute, that thus says the Lord, you Bethlehem Ephratah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, something's going to burst forth from inside of you like you've never known before, far more than you knew with King David, basically is what we're saying here. We can see that this is referencing the coming of a Savior. They knew it was the coming of a Savior, but they thought it was the coming of a man. Now, the readings that I've read scrutinize, is this the first coming? Is this the second coming? Is it a both and? That's God's business. So far, we know it's at least the first. it's at least the first that Jesus prophesied of the second. But here's where I'm going to pick up on. He calls it you Bethlehem-Ephratah. We don't often hear that name associated with Bethlehem. So I did a little digging on what that means. Perhaps we've heard that the name Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread, that this is where the house of the bread of life would be born from. And Ephratah is the former name of Bethlehem that the Jews held strong affection for in this time of Micah's prophecy. And they lamented that it was no longer called Ephratah in their historical teachings, because Ephratah meant fruitfulness and abundance. So not only was this going to be the house of bread, but it also is that all the food that comes from this will continue in abundance and it will have fruitfulness, representing some more of the character traits of who God was going to represent himself in the manifestation of Jesus Christ. Just kind of interesting to put those words together, and that's partly why they held such affection, and King Herod eventually knew of this, knowing that he referenced back, but the scripture said he would come from Bethlehem. Go search in Bethlehem. That must be where the star is searching, in Bethlehem. Go to Bethlehem because Micah prophesied this. Even King Herod himself said that. And John, Micah, I want to go to one more.
I was going to say, Micah is a little known book of the of the Bible. I mean, you don't hear a lot of it. A lot of people don't reference to it, but you know, as you're saying, there's a powerful punch packed in it.
Very, very powerful punch. And you know, one of the most maybe for us Catholics, because of some musical hymns that we have several hymns that come out of the book of Micah. For example, one that says, "Oh, in just the next chapter, Micah 6, he has shown thee, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you." You say, you want to know what the will of God is for your life? Let's look at Micah. He tells us what the Lord requires of you. He says, what the Lord requires of you is to love mercy and to walk justly with thy God. That's to love mercy. There had never been the sign of mercy for redemption until Jesus Christ. Mercy is new. And Micah prophesied, was one of the first to prophesy of mercy, that our coming Savior, the coming Messiah, would be one demonstrating mercy. And then later when he speaks down, just to show that he's going to be coming from, the goings forth are from of old and from of everlasting, was showing us the nature of Christ. That's why he attached the two names of Bethlehem. It shows us the glory of Jesus, that he's far more than a man. It shows us the love of Jesus, that he would leave the glory of heaven for us through the church. It shows us the nature of Jesus, that he would add humanity to his deity. And it shows us the sympathy of Jesus, that he remains fully man and fully God, and said, I will be with you always and in always.
Mercy becomes incarnate this Christmas. Deacon, would you give us your blessing this morning?
Love to, and I pray for the mercy of God to become incarnate in the flesh of who we are, so the deity of Christ may radiate, shine, minister deep within, and be promulgated and speak out through our eyes and through our smiles and through our very word to all that we are around. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Deacon Randy Keel, God bless you, Deacon. Thank you.
Thank you, John. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Good stuff this morning. As always, every Thursday morning, Nick Costello coming up right after this. He is the president of HEAL, Home to Enhance African Life, and the work that they are doing to be able to bring clean water, to be able to help the widows, and to be able to help the spiritual lives of so many in southern Nigeria. We'll have Nick on to tell us all about this new organization to us. It's been around for a little while, but we haven't highlighted it on this show yet, and we'll have it right after this. John Linetti right here on the Catholic Morning Show. Do not go anywhere. Want to thank Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Yes, GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you for what you've done to support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That is GoldenRulePHC.com.
You're listening to the Catholic Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Blessman International. According to a global food security report, more than 820 million people in the world are hungry today. None of us can help them all, but how about one? One child. Blessman International provides 60,000 children in South Africa with a daily hot meal, place of safety, educational experience, and spiritual development. Learn more at BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you, Blessman International, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry, including the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. Sarahs strive to accomplish their mission through prayer, fellowship, and service to the bishop, priests, sisters, and all in religious formation, and in doing so to increase their own holiness. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org. Thank you, Sarahs, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is Matt Wilkham, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. As 2021 draws to a close and we celebrate 15 years on the air, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude for all those who've sacrificed and given so much to make it happen. Now it's time to make sure Iowa Catholic Radio gets a strong start for the next year. Please consider a tax-deductible year-end gift. Call 515-223-1150 or donate online at iowacatholicradio.com. Donations must be postmarked by December 31st. Thank you.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today, friends, John Linetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Second half hour, we've got Father Jeffrey Kirby going to be back on the show, a priest of the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. He's got a new book out called The Manual for Suffering. We're going to talk to him all about it. Might be a good one to call a friend or a family member that might be going through a trying time right now. Father Jeffrey always brings it. Let's go to our next guest of the day. He is the president of HEAL, Home to Enhance African Life. Nick Costello joins me. Hey, Nick.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's interesting kind of learning a little bit about you guys and watching some YouTube clips and everything to see the work you guys are doing in, I believe it's southern Nigeria. Tell us, first and foremost, kind of how HEAL came to be.
Yes. Well, way back in the late 90s, I was in seminary and at Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland. And my classmate was Leo Okonkwo. So he's Nigerian. And we became friends as classmates. And as far back as then, he was doing this mission work of providing clean water and education for poor rural village children. So I started informally helping him out as far back as then. And then when we parted ways after a year together in the seminary, I came back home to Chicago and he went back to Nigeria. We just continued cooperating somewhat informally, but when he had a need, he'd call me and I would try to help him out as I was able, raise a few funds. But then in 2013, he came and visited me in Chicago, and they had a need for a new school building to be built in this one small rural village where he was helping and educating some of these village children. And so that was the main purpose of his visit, and we decided to launch HEAL, to start an organization as a 501c3 charity, and we were able to raise the funds for that school building. So that's essentially how it started.
You're working to, I mean, there's it seems like a number of things that you guys really kind of hone in on here. Number one, clean water. Number two, helping widows. How do you do that?
Yes, well, in Nigeria and parts of the culture in the rural areas, there's some customs that aren't conducive to thriving in life. And what happens is if a woman's husband dies, her in-laws, more quite often, it's fairly common, will blame his death on her, just as a pretext to take the property back instead of allowing it to go, you know, to her, who's the rightful next of kin. So a lot of widows and their children then get pushed out, and they're on the roadside begging and, you know, finding ways to survive. So, you know, it's been part of Deacon Leo's mission to help these widows, to advocate for them. There's a community of sisters, the Messengers of Justice, they're called, and they have this role or this charism, you know, to advocate for these widows, even in court, you know, and then provide for some of their basic needs, you know, after they've been pushed out. We've built some homes, some small homes for widows. So that's just, you know, some things we do for the widows. But, you know, the really the main core program, you know, and yes, the clean water is definitely very crucial. But it is the education of these of village children. We've got two schools and 545 students right now, primary and secondary level.
What are the living conditions of these students and home life for them?
Well, about a third of these of our students are orphans, so they actually are boarding with us all the time. And then when there are breaks, we just place them with families. But the other two thirds, who are day students, they come and go. They live in the immediate surrounding village. So we have two schools and two villages, both very rural, poor. But one of the villages is Deacon Leo's home village. That's the living conditions, so that's one other aspect of the mission is the poverty relief, because if we can't provide them with basics like food, the clean water, at least some basic medical attention, it would be hard to get them to school, because they'd be wanting to help their parents survive. That's how we're handling that.
Now, Deacon Leo, has he gone on to be a priest, or is he just a deacon?
He's just a deacon. He's just a deacon, and he's just kind of in transition now. You know, but he will, I believe, be a priest one day.
Very cool. Very cool. How can people help you guys?
Well, the immediate thing is to visit our website, healnigeria.org, and you can just learn about our mission. Obviously, we need prayers. It sounds cliche, but I mean, it is first and foremost. You can subscribe to our newsletter. I put a regular newsletter out if people want to, you know, follow what we're doing. I just write about the latest events and happenings in our mission. You know, and of course, you know, we need donations. It costs us about $4 a day to educate and provide for the develop and sustain the lives of these of each child. So, you know, the Deacon Leo and his partners there, they get, because they know the lay of the land, they get good prices, you know, and they know how, they know the vendors and where to get good prices for food and, you know, other necessities. But so that's what I'm trying to do, is build up like an army of people who are giving, you know, regularly if they can, or small to mid-sized donations. You know, and of course, you know, I'm looking for, you know, people who may be able to do more, but I think, you know, being on your show and being able to get through to people, and hopefully God touches their hearts and they learn more about us, and that they would like to help us.
Well, you're doing great work, Nick, and we love, you know, bringing and putting a voice or putting a microphone to so many of the different organizations out there that are just helping people find new life, both in Jesus Christ, but also life, you know, with the basic necessities that can so often be taken for granted from you and me. So the president of Heal, Home to Enhance African Life, Nick Costello. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks so much, John.
All right, friends. Coming up second half hour, Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now, will preview her show, and Father Jeffrey Kirby will be on, a priest of the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. We're going to talk to him about his new book called The Manual for Suffering. We'll have that for you again about 7:45 today. John Leonetti right here on the Catholic Morning Show. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom Scripture says, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." All the people who listened, including the tax collectors, who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. The Gospel of the Lord. As in other parts of Scripture, here Jesus is no stranger to challenging and upending people's expectations. In this case, John the Baptist is more than a prophet, he's the messenger who prepares the way of Jesus. Likewise, we're called to prepare the way of Jesus so that he enters into the lives of others as he has entered into ours.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today, friends. John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show out here in Howell, New Jersey. Second evening of the two-night parish mission tonight. So just offer a prayer for us, if you would. Father Jeffrey Kirby coming up here soon, about 7:45 today. The Manual for Suffering is what he's got out, a new book, Priest of the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. We love when Father Jeffrey comes on the show. Also, Julie Nelson, host of Catholic Women Now, co-host of Catholic Women Now, will be on to preview their show. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to Almighty God with our morning offering.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports. Good morning, Deacon. Or excuse me, Deacon. Well, maybe someday, right?
Sure. Keep praying for that purpose.
Yeah, maybe someday.
Uh huh. Deacon Tony and Jimmy are laughing in the studio as you say that. You know that.
Yeah. I wasn't laughing. You can't see me.
Deacon Mark Amadeo.
Listen, Mr. Leonetti, you know, when things get tough here, we get the heavy, you know, nice weather, and we get the heavy winds and the strong winds and damaging winds. You take off. You're in Jersey, somewhere between New York and Delaware, on probably next to the ocean. That's how you work, huh?
Definitely not next to the ocean, but listen, you always know it's going to be real nice, and you're going to set record highs when I leave for somewhere a little bit colder. But, you know, accompanied with the high winds. So hopefully that kind of dissipates. I don't know. Are we going to see more high winds tonight?
No, it won't be as bad as yesterday. Maybe a gust up to 30 miles per hour. Last night we had gusts 70 to 80 miles per hour. Depends on where you were, and people are picking up that damage. Luckily, I can speak for my neighborhood, we just had a few minor limbs down, so we didn't have the destruction we had with the derecho, thank goodness. But others have not been so lucky. We had tornadoes, and again, it goes back to you leave town when you hear things are going to turn for the worse. That's your. I saw your wife yesterday when I went to the dentist, and I said, yeah, typical. He's getting out of town when things are getting rough. The kids are scared, and they were, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, from what I hear, Des Moines was blaring the tornado sirens for a long time. So that could cause a little bit of fear.
Well, they're sirens, but they're not always tornado. When you and I were growing up, they were known as tornado sirens. Now they're high wind sirens, and they started blaring about 4 o'clock yesterday. They finally shut them off because we all knew that it was the high winds. And then as the storm progressed through western Iowa, through to central Iowa, we had to keep an eye with the thing called the tornadoes and the TV and all that, keeping us up to date. But those are high wind sirens now and tornado sirens, John, just FYI.
I got to get that right. The high wind sirens. There we are.
Yeah, they were going off. But anyway, today we're picking up the aftermath of last night's severe weather. And right now they have schools closed. Urbandale High School is closed due to a power outage, which is just up the street from me. But we have power and they don't. So that's just kind of how that works. And there's a few others that are going to be closed for today, so you may want to check your local school district if you're having school today.
Well, listen, anymore, just go back to Zoom or whatever it was they were doing before. You could keep school right on going.
You can, but again, if you're out, you don't have power, that might be hard to do on a battery for 8 hours, but you know, that's a good idea, though.
You never know.
All right. Well, listen, you're in a parish mission. You coming back tomorrow? No,
I'll
Gene's
back
in tomorrow. That's right.
Just a short stint here.
Yeah. So Gene will be with us tomorrow while you travel. Is that correct?
That'll be correct.
Okay. Well, you travel safe. Have a great weekend, and hopefully you didn't have too much damage at your house, and the cleanup's minimal after yesterday's severe winds and storms.
I haven't heard any bad news, so I guess that's good news.
Oh, that's how you're going to play it. All right. Well, check in anyway, John. All right. Well, today's weather update is brought to you by Skeffington's Formal Wear. And we want to thank them for being our supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Ankeny, and Coralville. Skeffingtons.com. Well, current conditions in central and southwest Iowa this morning. Well, it's dry, cold, and breezy. We have mostly clear skies right now. Temperatures in the upper 20s with west winds at 15 miles per hour. So we do have a feels-like temperature in the upper teens. And that's quite a difference than yesterday, as we had a record high temperature set at the Des Moines International Airport at 74 degrees. We also had a quarter inch of rain yesterday with the storms that moved through. But today, it'll be partly sunny, breezy, high around 40 degrees, with west winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. We could see gusts up to 30 miles per hour, as it will be 30 degrees colder than yesterday. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low in the mid-20s. And then tomorrow, increasing clouds for your Friday, high around 40 degrees. And then Saturday, partly cloudy, a little bit colder. We could see some flurries early in the morning on Saturday, highs in the upper 20s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. And a reminder, next week, next Tuesday, is the first day of winter. Well, today's news update is brought to you by Ashworth Vision Clinic, providing personalized eye care for every patient, from infants to senior citizens. Ashworth Vision. Well, yesterday's storm spawned tornadoes in western and west central Iowa. High winds around 70 to 80 miles per hour in some areas caused power outages and tree damages across the state of Iowa. The storms moved into central Iowa yesterday right around 5 o'clock. Now, power outages affect about 5,000 customers here in the greater Des Moines area, 6,100 customers in Council Bluffs, Fort Dodge with just over 4,400 customers without power, and Waterloo with 2,500 customers without power. Now, as we mentioned earlier, some schools have canceled classes today due to the power outages. One of them right here in central Iowa, and that is Urbandale High School. In sports last night, the NBA G League game between Wisconsin and the Iowa Wolves were postponed at Wells Fargo Arena. They're going to make it up tonight, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock. Wisconsin Herd and the Iowa Wolves tonight at 7 o'clock, the makeup game. Tonight, men's college basketball right here in Des Moines. Jackson State comes to town in a non-conference game. They take on Drake, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock, the Knapp Center on the campus of Drake University. ESPN Plus and Mediacom will have the broadcast. Tonight, NFL Thursday Night Football, kicking off Week 15. Of the NFL, has the Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. That's a battle for first place in the AFC West. The Chiefs in first place with a 9-4 record. Chargers in second place with an 8-5 record. They'll kick off at 7:20. That'll be televised on Fox and the NFL Network. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys bowling. Dowling and Valley going to meet up at Warrior Lanes in Waukee at 3:30 this afternoon. Boys swimming tonight, a top 10 matchup, number 7 Dowling at number 8 Johnston. And they'll begin the meet at 5:30 at Johnston, at Summit Middle School in Johnston. And finally, high school wrestling tonight, and that's a top 5 matchup, number 4 Dowling and number 2 Southeast Polk. The meet will begin at 6:30 at Southeast Polk High School. And tomorrow night, we will be at Southeast Polk High School for high school girls and boys basketball. It'll be Dowling at Southeast Polk. The pregame show begins at 6 o'clock. The girls' game is a top 10 matchup, 7th-ranked Dowling and 6th-ranked Southeast Polk. That'll begin around 6:15. We'll have the boys' game following that around 7:45. So join us tomorrow night for girls and boys basketball here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Again, current conditions in central and southwest Iowa, mostly clear skies. Temperatures right now in the upper 20s with west winds at 15 miles per hour, but the feels-like temperature this morning in the upper teens. Today it'll be partly sunny and breezy, high around 40 degrees with west winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. We could see gusts around 30 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been today's news, weather and sports on your Thursday morning. And this is Mark Amadale on the Catholic Morning Show.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today we celebrate the Blessed Honoratus
Kosminski. He was a Franciscan friar in Poland. At the time, Poland was ruled by the Russian Tsar, and a revolt in 1864 led to the suppression of all religious groups in Poland. Honoratus was expelled from Warsaw, but continued his ministry there in Poland. He founded 26 male and female religious congregations, whose members took vows but wore no religious habits and did not live in community. In 1906, various bishops reorganized the congregations to be under their control. Honoratus fought to keep them independent, but was overruled. And Honoratus immediately instructed his followers to obey their bishops and to submit to church rulings. 17 of these groups still exist today. Honoratus wrote extensively, 42 volumes of sermons, 21 volumes of letters, and 52 printed works of theology. He was beatified in 1988 by St. John Paul II. We ask today, Blessed Honoratus Kosminski, to pray for us. Amen. Let's go to Julie Nelson, host of Catholic Women Now. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, John.
What do we have coming up on your show today?
Okay, well, Chris and I are doing our Unplugged. It's the last show of this year before for our Christmas break, and we're going to do a little bit on the fruits of the Bible, like fruits of spiritual fruits, and then actual fruits in the Bible and what they mean. And then we're going to have a little fun because it's the last show before we take break, and we're going to do some Q&A, like some fun conversation starters that people can use with their families at Christmas or things like, for instance, John, I'm going to ask you one. What's your favorite family Christmas tradition, either growing up or what you do with your family now?
You know what? It sounds really basic, but it's just putting up the tree. So we just kind of shut everything down for the entire night. We order pizza and we put on Christmas music and we put up the tree. And that is by far my favorite, by far my favorite. So I know it's basic, but it's fun.
I love that. And you know, my kids, now that they're older, that's what they have appreciated the most are the simple traditions we did as they were growing up. Like once my one son just loves cinnamon rolls on Christmas Day morning, just smelling crisp. And mine is just that we were all together under the same roof, no schedules, just enjoying and then putting the baby Jesus in the creche. That's mine. So yeah. So we're going to just talk about little things like that, like your favorite gift you received, favorite gift you gave. So it'll be fun. We hope, I hope the listeners join in from wherever they're listening.
Now, what's the new start time this morning, or is there a new start time for your show?
No, it's 9 a.m. It's still okay, 9 a.m. So
Catholic Women Now has not changed. 9 a.m. We'll talk to you soon, Julie. God bless you. Have a great show.
All right. Thank you.
All right, friends. Coming up right after this, Father Jeffrey Kirby. So I'm in a rectory here, and there's the priest, of course, and the one that brought me in. And this is my second time visiting here in Howell, New Jersey, St. William the Abbot. I was here about 4 years ago, and I said to him, I said, have you heard of Father Jeffrey Kirby? He said, I definitely have. So Father Jeffrey is kind of a household name all around, especially amongst his priests. He's going to be back on the show to talk about his book, Manual for Suffering. We're going to talk about this from the biblical point of view, a theological point of view, of course, from the lives of the saints. What does and how can we respond to suffering in our lives? Father Jeffrey Kirby's got that manual when we come back. John Linetti right here on the Catholic Morning Show. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, December 16th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. There will be a communal penance service today at Saints John and Paul Parish in Altoona, beginning at 7 o'clock this evening. Catholic Charities is hiring. They're looking for a therapist, staff for their family homeless shelter, a case manager to help with refugee resettlement placement, and more. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org for details. Catholic schools are hiring, too. Go to DMDiocese.org and click on About Us and Employment. Find openings at St. Pius X, St. Anthony, Holy Trinity, St. Francis, and St. Joseph. Again, go to dmdiocese.org and click on About Us, and then click on the Employment button to learn more. Did you know up to 40% of the students in Catholic schools in our diocese receive some sort of financial aid? The Catholic Tuition Organization provides a significant amount of tuition assistance thanks to contributions from people like you. Consider making a pledge for 2022 and receive a 75% Iowa tax credit for every dollar you give. More importantly, you'd be giving the gift of a faith-filled education to a child who needs help. For more information, go to ctoiowa.org. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Builder Ken Construction. Not going along with the crowd will help you stand out in the crowd. Builder Ken Construction proudly supports Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken Construction is a commercial general contractor providing pre-construction, estimating, and scheduling services through completion of construction. We can build projects ranging from tenant improvements and historical renovations to high-rise buildings. We build confidence. Learn more about the nearly 40 projects in the Des Moines metro area completed by Builder Ken Construction by visiting www.bdconstruct.com.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. News out of the Vatican, or Naples, I guess. The blood of St. Januarius, the patron of the Italian city of Naples, remains solid on this Thursday morning, so far failing to liquefy in December for the second consecutive year. This being reported from Catholic News Agency. The liquefaction traditionally happens at least three times a year. September 19th, which is St. Januarius's feast day, the first Saturday of May, and December 16th, the anniversary of the 1631 eruption of Mount Vesuvius. It did, the third century's bishop's blood contained in a circular sealed vial liquefied in both May and September this year, but did not liquefy in December. This marks the second straight December that the blood did not liquefy. So there's some news coming out, some Catholic news coming out of there. All right, let's go to our next guest today. He's the author of several books, priest of the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina, here to talk about Manual for Suffering, Father Jeffrey Kirby. Good morning, Father. You there, Father?
John, we lost him. I'll call him right back.
Awesome. We'll get him back. Well, I'll continue to get going on the blood of St. Januarius. Monsignor Vincenzo Di Gregorio, abbot of the Royal Chapel of there, opened a safe containing the reliquary at 9 a.m. local time, and it's displayed in the sanctuary of the Cathedral of the Assumption of Mary during morning Mass. And at the end of Mass is when the bishop will go over and take to see if it did actually liquefy. The bones and blood of St. Januarius there are preserved as relics in Naples. The reputed miracle is locally known and accepted, though it is yet to receive official church recognition, by the way. That's important for us to know. But according to an Italian journalist, it is unusual for the miracle to take place on December 16th. The blood has liquefied most often on St. Januarius's feast day, which is September 19th. So, in fact, they say it kind of almost never happens on December, but they did three Decembers ago. It did liquefy. The last two, we have not seen that take place. So, you know, many people kind of bring it to lots of different, you know, theories behind it and why it does and why it does not. I thank God for the miracle that it continues to do every feast day of St. Januarius. I think that's really interesting. And, you know, the fact that God would still show his love and his mercy to us through such a miracle, I think, is indeed a blessing for us. So do we have Father Jeffrey back, Deacon?
Not yet, John. I'm still trying to get a hold of him.
Oh, we're still trying to work on him. All right. Well, we'll keep right at it here. There's news also coming out. Just keep going with some news here for Catholic News Agency. News coming out. Hang on a second. Everything just kind of came down here. that two bishops are mourning the deaths of two police officers that were killed in terrorist attacks in the Columbia airport. Bishop Victor Manuel of the Military Ordinariate of Columbia expressed his sorrow and solidarity following December 14th, a terrorist attack that took the lives of two police officers there, located right there at the border of Venezuela. Great sadness and great sorrow for what happened there, where two members of the National Police have fallen, David Reyes and William Barreno, and both of them there were a part of that airport. Let's see here. CNN and Espanol aired a statement of Colonel Giovanni Antonio there at the Metropolitan Police. Described the attack that took place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. local time. There was an explosion. A person carrying a bomb was killed, and the two officers there were killed as well that were apart. They sent in the bomb squad, and things look to be safe right now. Venezuela bishops, 45 priests and four bishops have died, they say, because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Venezuelan Bishops Conference published new statistics showing that since the beginning of the pandemic, 45 of their priests and four bishops have died. The conference noted, quote, in the midst of the global crisis caused by the pandemic, priests are not exempt of the risks of contracting COVID-19. At a time when people more earnestly seek the comfort of the spirit and closeness to the faith, priests offer their service to the church. The bishop conference mourning those priests there, again, 45 of them and those four bishops that died because of COVID-19. And let's see here, Archbishop Appetit prepares to sue the French magazine, a French magazine, for defamation. Archbishop Michael Appetit said this week that he is preparing to sue a French magazine for defamation. In an interview with the newspaper there, the Archbishop said that his lawyer was preparing to take action against Paris Match after it published images of the Archbishop taken with a telephoto lens. The former Archbishop of Paris also suggested in the interview that he was the victim of a cabal, but said he couldn't provide proof. The Paris Match report headline, Monsignor Appetit Lost for Love, and published December 8th, showed Appetit walking through a forest near Paris with a Belgian theologian. The 70-year-old archbishop said that he had lunch with the 46-year-old consecrated virgin at a small bistro, followed by a walk in the forest there. Quote, if you can no longer eat with a friend without a paparazzo taking pictures of you, what kind of world do we live in? The archbishop said, we'll see how far that lawsuit gets. And Austria prays. A nation is turning back to the rosary here. Some of the battles of COVID-19, the bishops there are suggesting us to return back to the roots of the rosary, a spiritual, of course, practice of prayer. Five decades of the rosary makes up one, and they are asking us to be able to have and take new devotion, not just there in Austria, but in the world. All right. I don't think we're going to get Father on this morning, friends, so we're going to have to reschedule him, and we will have him on for another time. I apologize for you on it, but we will get him back to talk about this manual for suffering as well. Friends, I want to turn your attention to our year-end appeal. I want to thank all of those that have helped us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and ask that if you can help us, your generosity goes a very long way. It goes in to meet the basic needs of this radio station to keep teaching, defending, and evangelizing our Catholic faith. You can always go to iowacatholicradio.com and click on donate. By the way, when you go to iowacatholicradio.com, check it out. We have a brand new website that's up. It's running. It really, really does look good. You can go and see, of course, the different stations, and maybe you're in a listenership of one of those stations and get an even better signal than what you have right now. We have an events page. You can keep up to date with all the different events that we have at Iowa Catholic Radio, and then, of course, our business sponsors, ways to get involved, and ways to give. You can always listen live at iowacatholicradio.com as well. All right, that puts this show in the books, friends. Thank you for tuning in today. If you could, just offer a prayer for our second evening of the mission tonight. Gene will be in for me tomorrow. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us all from evil, and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen. Safe travels, John.
Thank you. I'm John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.